Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we share our thoughts when we park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in a car. This episode is coming to you from beautiful downtown Boise, early morning time frame. A little bit dark outside, a little bit chilly. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find this podcast. Our goal is to make sure that we do not overlook the good in the world. And we do this by highlighting people and systems that we often take for granted. Curiosity meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. So we're going to talk about, and I'll probably title this episode, The Least You Can Do, or The Least I Could Do, right? Because it's a fun game to play. Have you ever played this game before? I think I invented it. So it's time for me to share it with the world, and it'll help us appreciate some of those little good things that we have in our life. So it's the holidays coming up here, at least in North America, in the United States, and we have the opportunity to spend more time with family. Now, when we do that, that can cause us to be a bit out of our norm and comfort zones and routines that we're normally used to. And so when that happens, we often present a character that is different or need to adjust a bit, right? It's kind of like coming home from a military deployment. And so there's got to be some accommodation both ways. One of those times when I had an opportunity to spend time, lots of time with family, I decided to start a game called It's the Least I Could Do. And it initially started, we'll give my wife credit for this. She asked me to do something small really quick, and I got up and did it, and then, you know, whatever it was, that was done. Well, then it was like the next hour, and I decided to do something else. And what I did is I tried to look for the smallest thing I could do that would still be a positive impact on her life. And it's a pretty fun game, right? It's like, you know, hey, instead of bringing you a full glass of water, I'm bringing you a partial glass of water, right? there's other little things that you could do. You know, hey, instead of doing all the laundry, I only did, you know, three shirts, right? It's the least that I could do, right? Look for the least that you could do. And if you both walk into it knowing it's a game, and we did, right? We knew that this was going to be a game and kind of playful. And it's one of my fun memories. And I don't know how many years ago this was, but I still remember it. It was fun to look at each thing and causes you to question and appreciate what you have, right? And to question and appreciate what was offered. At the same time. And so while you're spending time around the holidays with others, encourage your family to practice the game The Least You Could Do, right? Hey, I washed two dishes. I know there's still a load in the dishwasher, but I washed two dishes. It was the least I could do, right? And look for those opportunities to add value. Now, if you have enough hands and doing enough things, all of the dishes are likely to get done, right? And I ended up doing them later. It wasn't like I was never going to do them, but it was looking for the least things that I could do in order to add value. And it was a lot of fun. So you're welcome to play that game around this holiday season. Let's see. So there's the Light the World campaign is continuing on. I haven't really highlighted exactly what the prompts are in my life because I've kind of like done all of those things. There's saying thank you to your parents and smiling. Yesterday was smiling at everybody that you saw. And that was pretty easy. Although I will tell you that a couple days ago, I got extremely grouchy and I had a couple of friends call me on it. And it was good. And unlike the time where I was in the military and I felt I had to stay where I was at the whole time, I was able to throw on my hat and coat, take a bit of a walk, reset myself to make sure that I was being a positive influence and having a positive attitude with those whom I work with. And it really felt nice. I work with such a great crew and such good people. And I think that goes kind of both ways, right? So we're talking about, you know, the least you could do and these other things, but your attitude is reflected in others, right? Light the World a couple days ago was about smiling at everybody, right? And or yesterday was about smiling at everybody. And so, you know, you have an impact on your world. Your world has an impact on you. You cannot separate yourself from it. You've got to be connected with those whom you're around. You have an influence on them. And how do you make sure it's a positive one, right? There, you can have a bad day and somebody else can have a bad day. But recognize that is what it is and help them through it, right? I was so grateful that I had friends to say, hey, man, you're kind of grouchy today. That's not like you. Whoa, yeah, I hadn't realized it. You know, I got some bad news and I was concerned about the impact of something and that threw me off. And Even now, just thinking about it, still not exactly happy about it, but I know that over time, right, that will kind of dissipate and things will work out. So this is what I wanted to share with you guys today. Look for the opportunity around the holidays to play the least you can do. Smile and recognize that you have a positive impact on your environment. And even if you're not playing the least you can do, but you can make a little impact in somebody's life, do it. You have no idea if they're having one of those days where they're just having trouble holding their crap together. You can't see that. You cannot project and know if somebody's just having one of those days where they're barely holding on. And a smile can make a difference. And a few words can make a difference. And a prayer can make a difference. And so I challenge you guys, hopefully you listen to this in the morning on your way to work, or even if you're at the end of the day, commit to making a difference, even if it's a small one, right? The least you can do can still be really impactful. And that's it for this edition of Parking Thought. This is the part where I ask you to subscribe wherever you happen to find this and tell you that you can have this podcast delivered directly to your favorite device. The subscribe links are over at parkingthought.com. You're welcome to visit those there. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube and those other platforms and things like that. And if you really, really, really love this podcast, log into iTunes and give it a review on iTunes, because let me tell you, that totally helps with other people discovering that there's great things in the world. This podcast exists to help share them with you. And as I say in every episode, and I love saying this to everybody, remember, in a world where you can be anything, where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?